Hello, everyone, and welcome to Traveling with Françoise right here on Money Radio 1200. Great to have you with us today on this fine Sunday afternoon. I am Françoise Rhodes. We are shifting into travel mode here. The first hour of the show starts at 11 a.m. We had a busy morning already talking about all the events still going on in the Coachella Valley. Had Lee Goodsell on from Renova Solar, gave a lot of tickets away to the Indian Wells Arts Festival, and now we're going to be talking about travel and things that pertain to travel. Joining us in the boardroom this morning is, as always, Sean Flanagan. Good morning. No, good afternoon, Sean.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, it goes by quickly.
It does.
Boom. Yeah. So, afternoon. We talked about a lot of things in the first hour. We also talked about Blue Angel show starts.
Yes.
This Thursday on Fox 11 and DirecTV.
Yes, yes.
Very
noon.
Exciting.
Thursday noon.
Thursday at noon. Friday mornings at 5:30 a.m. So that is all very, very exciting. We gave some tickets away to the Indian Wells Arts Festival. Next Sunday, that's where I'll be broadcasting live from. Whole 2 hours from the Indian Wells Arts Festival. So I hope everyone joins me out there. And if you would like two tickets, that's a $26 value to the Indian Wells Arts Festival at the Indian Wells Tennis Gardens. Just give us a call anytime during the hour at 760-440-8255. And I'll send those out to you on Monday, which is tomorrow. So win-win all the way around. It's so beautiful out there at the tennis gardens. Just check it out. All right. Let's see. I was on KESQ yesterday morning, Channel 3 TV, and we looked at the May Las Vegas trip that I'm hosting with Adult Customized Tour. We also drew the winner of the Grand Canyon Railway Hotel and a trip on the train to the Grand Canyon, and that went to winner Sue Bendavid from Valley Glen, California. Yes, Valley Glen, California. So thanks so much, Sue. She watches us on DirecTV and listens to us online, goes to our archives and streaming and all that sort of stuff. So again, Sue, thank you so much. Guess we are online here on the radio show. Just go to Traveling with Françoise website. You can click on the link or go to the Money Radio website. There's a Listen Live link there as well. And we are podcast, so if you missed part of the show, go to the website again. That website is loaded with stuff, including the contest page, where there's a ton of contests on there. It's all free. Just go to the website, travelingwithfrancoise.com. And remember, I had this problem with a committee I'm on a couple weeks ago. The host of the committee, I just started with this committee, forgot to put the E at the end of my name. So everyone was getting all these emails except me.
Oh.
So I went to a meeting, and they're all looking at me saying, well,
didn't you get the memo?
Yeah. I'm going, well, what? Well, how come you didn't answer on this and that? We know you're busy, but and I said, because I don't have anything, nothing.
Wow.
I have not one thing from anyone. They went, oh, I said, so then I said, what email are you sending? Because I have several.
Right.
Email are you sending this to? And when they showed me the one of the replies, I saw the name did not have an E on it.
Ah.
Yeah, so there is obviously another Francois Rhodes out there.
Oh, really?
A male. Because
it's not coming back.
It's not coming back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess I didn't think about that part. Because so, my phone, every time I try to text you or text your name, it changes it to like franchise.
I have to
keep going back.
No, franchise. Francosi, some weird stuff. Yeah. Franchise. Yeah.
Franchise. Yeah, that's what is fun. When it changes it to a word that's not even real, I'm like, okay, who's leading who?
Yeah. And then I wonder at this point, how many of these emails is this Francois man going to take before he finally says, all right, I'm done goofing around here. Let me just tell them.
Maybe you should email them.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
And say, hey, do I have any messages? Just email them and say, hey, you got any messages for me?
Sean, I can't do everything. You want to be my secretary? Personal secretary. Yeah. Okay. Well, we did get an email from Carrie D, and he said, thank you so very much. I enjoy your travel destinations information and that you share such goodwill with others and me. I appreciate the tickets and wish text could express how surprised I am as well as how appreciative. With respect, Carrie D. Well, you're welcome, Carrie. I'm trying to think, what did Carrie win tickets to? Who knows? I mean, I have to look on the contest page, but I think he won ANA tickets. I'm not sure. We do have a couple tickets to the ANA Inspiration if you wanted to go to that. That's a $70 value. Just give us a call. Give Sean a call, and he'll take your name and address down, and I'll drop those in the mail to you on Monday. Remember, you cannot have one in the last 30 days here on the show. Here's something else that I just got this in the mail on Friday. There's a passport fair at the Palm Desert Post Office on Hovely Lane, April 2nd. 7:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. General passport information. There's a phone number to call. But it says here, all international travelers, of course, are required to have a U.S. passport. To obtain a passport for the first time, applicants need a valid form of photo identification, such as a driver's license. Bring photocopy front and back. Original birth certificate or certified copy. No abstracts or copies. Applicants also need one photograph that can be taken at the event for $15. Parents applying for children of ages 15 and under must be present, and payment can be made by personal check, money order, or cash. So again, this happens on April 2nd from 7:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Palm Desert Post Office on Hobley Lane. They don't want to miss that, especially if you're just thinking about now. Don't wait, because they did say there's a lot of passports expiring, and it's going to be a huge crunch of people trying to get passports all at the same time.
I think mine's one of them.
Oh, expire. Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I renewed mine a couple of years ago, so I'm good. But they just say, and it has nothing to do with politics. Everybody wants to blame politics for this. They say it has nothing to do with that. It's just that it's an odd time that so many are expiring. And on the flip side, travel right now is just growing in leaps and bounds.
I think they're all expiring because that was about the time when they were saying you would need a passport to go just to Mexico.
Yeah.
Because that's why, I mean, I was going to Cabo, I think it was.
Sure.
Which I wouldn't have needed a passport. And then they're like, oh, well, now you do. And there was a mad rush to get them. I remember, you know, it took a while for me to get it.
That's a really good point, Sean. You know, because I was trying to think, what was that mad rush? And there you go. There was that time where now we need to show passports just about everywhere. So, again, keep that in mind. Get it done. But if you plan on traveling, international travel, give yourself plenty of time now. Just apply for it now, even if it's at the end of the year.
Do you get to keep the book?
Mm-hmm.
Because mine only has two stamps in it. I don't want to start over.
Yeah. No, what they do is they put holes in it.
Oh.
And so it's no good anymore.
Oh, so the book is no good. So I'll still have to start from zero.
Yeah.
So you got 10 years to fill up all those pages?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's envious.
Yeah. I have my...
Because that's a lot. I figured that just, you know, just stayed with you. They renewed that first page somehow.
No, they give you a new book and punch holes in it. And,
so I guess I have to try again. Huh?
There you go. Yeah. Then plus, I think some of these pictures look really, if you're using a picture that's 10 years old.
Yeah, that's true.
My driver's license.
But that's what I'm saying. I thought maybe they would just update. They would just update, you know, that page.
Yeah, no, they do. My driver's license still has a photo on it from, I shouldn't even say this, but wait a minute. I think I'm okay now. But I've had the same driver's license for 20 years or something. The picture on it is probably 20 years old.
Really?
And people look at me and I'm really tan and my hair is a little bit different color and they go, huh, is that you? I go, yeah, it's me. Really? I'm a good driver. Anyway. All right. So we talked about Blue Angels this week. Comes on the air. Don't miss it. Fox 11 and DirecTV. Desert Adventures Jeep Tours. They still are going strong. Been a huge season for them. I invited Bob to be on the show to talk about his season and what visitors were requesting and how fun that was going to be. So Desert Adventures Jeep Tours, Red Jeep Tours and events. Take them up. Go out on the faults and the San Andreas Faults. I need to go on a Red Jeep Tour. Hopefully we can get this planned now. So go to their website, red-jeep.com. But again, all this information is on Traveling with Francoise. So definitely just want to go to the website and check it out. All right, Thursdays, so we talk about that. This week I went to a hotel in Palm Springs, Triada. It is an old hotel that used to be the Spanish Inn. It was closed for about 20 years. Howard Hughes and Elizabeth Taylor stayed there. And it's in a Marriott Autograph Collection, but very, very cool. So if you have a chance, check it out, Triada. A lot of the big companies now are buying these smaller hotels and redoing them completely because there is so much history and they are very unique and great areas. So it was a lot of fun to wander through Triada and check it out. Also going on, here's some other news about travel. Airlines coming off another highly profitable year in 2016. U.S. airlines expect traffic this spring to increase 4% over the last year, and they're adding seats to handle the crush. So the trade group Airlines for America forecast Monday that a record 145 million U.S. passengers will fly between March 1st and April 30th. So we're talking about passports. Tie it all together, more travel, more need for passports. It said last year, U.S. airlines carried a record 823 million passengers and earned $22.3 billion in pre-tax income. Yeah, We're not feeling sorry for the airlines. And Jet Suite X. Speaking about jets, to offer flights from Burbank to Coachella Valley in April. Yes, Jet Suite X said that they will be having flights that start, let's see, 30-seat Embracer. They have 135 jets. Takes 35 minutes, I guess, to get here. And tickets starting at $199 each way. That is to get people back and forth from Coachella Fest who do not want to stay out here, but they do want to go for just maybe one night. Or they just have to get back to work and they want to come back out. So, again, that's Jet Suite X. Pop-up flights. Everything is pop-up. Everything is pop-up. All right, on that note, we're going to step aside. When we come back, we have a lot more. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise right here on Money Radio. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise. We are in our travel mode right now. But today, a little bit later on the show, we are going to have Dr. Hal Lee on. And I have never talked about this subject in 14 years on the radio. And it just sort of popped into my head because I'm confused about a lot of stuff. And we're going to talk about eye care, your eyes when you travel, what to do if something happens. We've talked about if you're going out of the country to have a facelift. We've talked about that before. And medical issues. But we never talk about our eyes. So this will be a lot of fun. And it'll be interesting. So I'm looking forward to that. And that will be happening in the next segment. But right now, we are going to bring you more travel news brought to you by Angel View Marts throughout the Coachella Valley and beyond. Travelers learn quickly that we don't need a lot of stuff. Well, that holds true for our homes, RVs, boats, and life in general. So where do you take those new or gently used items? Angel View. Your donation helps to fund the many programs Angel View offers its clients with life-changing disabilities. For more information about Angel View Marts, just look at their website, angelview.org. And remember, all our sponsors' information, they're on the website travelingwithfrancoise.com. Okay, wildflowers are all over. Sean, in your area, are you still seeing some wildflowers over there?
I am, but some of it seems like it's browning out a little bit.
I think so, too. I think maybe our big, unless we get another rain, that the massive blankets of wildflowers.
I
know Borrego Springs still has a couple-hour wait of people going out to Borrego Springs to see the wildflowers. I heard there's wildflowers off of Dillon Road. I think probably on the other side of the mountain by the Oasis, the park out there, Oasis, what is it, Thousand Oasis? I can't remember the name of it.
I'm not sure either.
You know, Sky Valley has those big meadows.
Oh, right.
I think there's probably still some flowers out there. But here is an event coming up in Pioneertown. Pioneertown Mountains Preserve, actually, is where it is. And it's April 14th. It's a wildflower walk. So I'm going to put this on the website. If you're interested, you can check that out and find out where that is. Salton Sea, a lot of news about the Salton Sea in the paper. I am on the board there of the Salton Sea, Friends of the Salton Sea. But here is something right now that people need to be aware of, that the Salton Sea is real close to 60 parts per thousand. It is between 59 and 60 parts per thousand. And at this point, if it gets to the 60, many fish experts think the tilapia cannot reproduce. Now, there are over 4 million tilapia in the, or 400 million. There's a ton of tilapia.
Yeah.
There's millions and millions of tilapia in the Salton Sea. But you know what? That's a lot of salt, too. So
yeah, it is.
We need to get going on that and get something done about the Salton Sea. All right, Grand Canyon. Grand Canyon, they have to close an area because of rock slide damage. Yep. Grand Canyon National Park, visitors will face daily closures on the North Kaibab Trail at Redwall Bridge starting on Monday as crews remove debris from a storm-caused rock slide. So the Grand Canyon National Park says that the rock slide damaged a portion of the North Rim. Their water supply line runs close to the trail, but crews first have to clear and stabilize the remaining rock before they can fix everything else. So just remember that the North Kaibab Trail at Redwall Bridge will be closed from 8 a.m. to 4:30 daily for about the next 3 weeks at the Grand Canyon. But I'm sure they're going to have signs up that will let you know that there is some closure there. And a French driverless shuttles, French driverless shuttles begin cruising the Bay Area. Yes, driverless shuttles. We just had a Google car get ran into in Arizona.
I'll bet you it was the other person's fault.
It was the other person's fault. That's what they said.
Yeah,
it was the other person's fault.
That's going to be the hardest part of converting over is that we're going to keep running into them.
And you know what they did, though? They pulled the car out of service. They stopped all the cars. to go through to check to see, make sure, even though they know it was the other driver's fault.
Right.
They pulled them all off the streets to do what, you know, investigate the accident and make sure it had nothing to do with the driverless car.
Right. Because they want to blame it on that.
Yeah, they do. But they said it was not.
Human error.
I've yet to see one running around because it has that little whirly thing on the top.
I haven't either.
Yeah.
I've seen the Google ones just to take pictures, but not the actual driverless cars.
So the first the first driverless shuttles in the nation to be operating on public roads made a debut at San Francisco Bay Area Business Park. The East Bay Times reports the shuttles get around using lasers on all four corners, GPS navigation, and sensors that detect obstacles. So, again, this is a French driverless shuttle, which is happening up in the Bay Area. I mean, it's going to happen whether we want to or not. But right now, every time there's a little incident, then they pull them off the roads. But, again, all the incidents so far have been because of the person driving a car.
Yep, the human error.
And for those of you who like to go to Lake Mead, what Easter break is coming up, Lake Mead is ranked one of the deadliest of U.S. parks. Park services are, Lake Mead. I don't know. Let's see. Visitors to the Lake Mead National Recreation enjoy ample sunshine and miles of open water, but also have a 1 in 307,000 chance of being in an accident.
Wow. Well, like a boating accident or just in general?
It says here more than 78 million people. I'm reading all this as I go along.
Jason Voorhees? I don't.
Yeah, they said another. Here it is. Causes of death were 87 drowning, natural causes 58, motor vehicle crashes 39, another 21 died of unknown causes, 17 committed suicide, and 13 were killed in boating accidents.
Wow.
When you go to Lake Mead.
That's not the article I think that Lake Mead wanted to run.
Yeah, I know. And it's a big, right here, magazine ranks Lake Mead as deadliest of U.S. Park Service sites. All right. So why would you go to Lake Mead to commit suicide? I don't
maybe
know.
Maybe is it really pretty, maybe?
Lake Mead, yeah, it is very pretty.
Well, maybe they want to go out with a beautiful sunset view of some sort.
It could be. They had 78 million people, though, visit the area over the past decade.
See, that's the thing, too. Maybe, do they just have more people visiting? It's not fair.
Well, more people are traveling, so... Definitely, but be careful out there on the in the waters because of just people. I don't know. Anyway, all right, so let's talk about some other travel news. Spring travelers, spring is on the way. Beaches that people want to go to. Top five spring getaway destinations. We are not one of them anymore. Palm Springs used to be one of them, but not anymore. Number five is San Juan. Number four is Fort Myers. Number three is Honolulu. Number two, Mexico, Cancun. Yeah. Number one, Miami is still the hot spot.
Really?
Yeah. People still going to Miami. But I don't know. I think more and more people are going to be coming back to the desert because of its tie-in with Coachella Fest and all that sort of stuff.
I think so, too. Or I think it can go the other way to where maybe they don't want to come out here for spring break because there's already a bunch of people coming out here for Coachella.
That could
be it, too.
Yeah. That's true.
Because I think the weather's still nice. I mean, we'll get warm from time to time, but we still got pretty good weather at that time.
Yeah. I mean, I'm hearing through the grapevine that a lot of the snowbirds that were going to leave decided not to leave now that the weather changed. They were panicking. You know, it gets 80 degrees, and I'm not trying to be mean to anyone out there, any of my snowbird listeners. You know, I love you all, but you do panic when it gets above 80 degrees. It's true.
And hey, we panic when it rains. Everybody panics for their own reasons.
They turn the air on. It's running all day long, and I'm thinking, 80, this is really nice.
This is nice. Yeah, it's beautiful. They open the door.
But then the weather kind of cooled down in the 70s, so now I know of four families that were going to leave decide to stay. Yeah, so here they are. And while you're here, go to the ANA Inspiration, too.
There you go.
All right, Vienna. Yes, with over 14 million visitor bed nights in 2016, Vienna topped its previous best result from 2015 by 4.4%. A total of over 6 million arrivals were recorded, an increase of 4.5%, with an accommodation capacity of around 66,000 hotel beds. Well, they were full a lot of the time, so good news for Vienna. And speaking of millennials, they drive high cruise bookings. Yes, they are working with travel agents. Remember when travel agents and tour operators were kind of going out of picture? Everybody wanted to book online. everyone, you know, we're doing this all online. We're going to Priceline. We're going to all those. We're booking everything online. Then they would get there and their hotel would be facing a parking lot or a brick wall.
Right.
It wasn't the room that they saw on the TV or the room
the
that they saw.
Was suddenly different.
Yeah, completely different. They couldn't get their money back. I mean, there's all a lot of fine print when you book on these low-cost booking sites. Read the fine print. Well, then people said, you know, this is great for maybe if I'm going someplace for one night. I don't know. But if you're planning a vacation, they were finding out that using a travel agent or tour operators is so much better. So now travel agents are working with 82% of the people that cruise. So that's good numbers for them. And definitely who will take another cruise? Generation X said they'll 69% of them said they'll take another cruise. Generation Y, millennials, 63%. Said they'll take another cruise. And boomers, 50% say they will take another cruise. So that's all good news for the cruise industry. Now, I don't have time to talk about it now, but I save all these things. But I do have, at some point, we will talk about the craziest things that people have asked travel agents. Yeah, I do have a list of that, believe it or not. Let's see. Oh, in Iceland, we had Lee Goodsell on the first hour from Renova Solar. Iceland leads the surge in tourism in Europe. Europe welcomed 620 million international tourists in 2016, a 2% increase compared to the same period in 2015. Iceland experienced the most growth, 40%, which was double that of the country with the next best growth for the year, Cyprus. So Iceland is definitely the place to go. So that's on my list of things to do. Yeah, I can't do it all. I just rode in a Blue Angels jet. So you know what? That's a once-in-a-lifetime experience. So I will take that over Iceland at this point. But yes, Iceland is going to be on my list. All right. So we're going to go to break now. When we come back, Dr. Lay. I want to make sure I said that right since I was saying it wrong first time. But it happens, you know, Francois, people get it wrong. But anyway, Dr. Halle joins us, and we're going to be talking about something we've never talked about before, eye care travel, and I need some explanations, doctor. We'll be right back. You're listening to Traveling with Francois. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francois. This segment is brought to you by the Braille Institute in Rancho Mirage, offering free programs and services for seniors and other living with vision loss due to macular degeneration, glaucoma, and more. So take, you know, just going out there. They really can give you a lot of tips at the Braille Institute, and their classes are free. So go to the website and find out more information. But joining us in studio to answer a lot of our questions, because you know me, I have a lot of questions, is Dr. Halle. Hi.
Hi, Francois. How are you doing?
I'm fine. It's great to have you in studio. First time on the radio.
Yes. Thanks for having me today.
Well, you're more than welcome. I mean, we were in your office and started talking about a bunch of things. And like I say, in the world of travel, people forget how to take care of themselves when they're away from their primary doctors, the people that they use all the time. But before we go into that, first of all, I want you to tell us a little bit about you. How long have you been in the desert? Had your practice?
Sure. I've been in the desert since 2002. It's about 15 years. Mm-hmm. And I'm at Desert Eye and Laser in Palm Desert. And that's been open for about 9 years now. Goes quick.
Okay. Well, I have to say, folks, you, Dr. Lay, and this is not a plug. I'm not doing this as a plug. I'm doing it because it's the honest truth. You, thankfully, when you make your appointments, you do such a great job. There's not 1,000 people waiting in there at one time, and they're all upset. You just space everybody apart. It was so refreshing to be in there in that kind of environment.
Oh, thank you. We try.
Yeah. Well, you do a great job. All right. Now, here's my really tough question. My very first question off the top of my head, because a lot of people, yeah, I know. I go, because I don't understand it. Ophthalmologist, optometrist. This is on a list that I'm looking for volunteers needed for Care Force. Ophthalmologist, optometrist, opticians, ophthalmic techs. All of these things pertain to the eye.
Yes.
And to me, the eye is just a very small little thing. Why wouldn't doctors such as yourself cover everything that has to do with the eye?
Does the eye make sense? So specialized. There's so many things that need care that we need a team approach. So basically, I'm an ophthalmologist, And that's an IMD, a medical doctor. I went to medical school and started general medicine. But then I also had training specifically for the eyes. Now, of all those providers that you've listed, only the ophthalmologist can do eye surgery. So, for example, I specialize in cataract surgery.
Mm-hmm.
So I was trained to do surgery. I also did a fellowship in corneal refractive surgery. So basically, the ophthalmologist is the most specialized provider, has the most training, and does the most invasive treatment surgery.
So then if someone comes in and just wants an eye exam because they don't know what's going on, you don't really do that, do you?
Actually, we do.
You do? Okay.
We have to do the eye exam to find out the reason for the problem.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, someone, let's say, may have blurred vision. Well, their problem could be cataracts or macular degeneration. So the only way that we find out the reason for their problem is to do the eye exam. So the eye exam is the starting point to choose the proper treatment.
Huh, interesting. Because it just seems, the eye doesn't seem that large, but yet there's so many different components.
Oh, it's very small, but every part is very important.
Very important.
You need it all to see well.
Well, you did answer my question there. I do understand some of it, but I'll never understand it all because that's your profession. All right. Well, we talk about this portion of the show is all about travel, and we talk about travel, where people are going, what to do, things to help them out, what's trending. And something that kind of caught my eye when it was in your office, that people don't really, eyes are so important to us. We take them for granted. We go places, we abuse them.
Yes.
We abuse them when we're traveling with the sun and the water and the snow and different things that we do. We never stop to think, what do we do when we're traveling if something happens to our eyes? And is there a way to sort of protect ourselves before we go on trips? And I know it's a very vague question, but we've never approached the subject before on the show. So I'm throwing it out there for your opinion, first of all, before people travel that already have problems with, let's say, cataracts or macular degeneration or some kind of eye issues, what would you suggest to them that they do, first of all, to help themselves should something happen when they're traveling?
Okay, well, thank you for providing this service because it's true. We all take our eyes for granted. Nobody thinks about their eyes until we lose vision.
Yeah.
And in my business, I see this every day. Patients come in with vision loss. So I like to think of two things. One is the general safety of the eyes, and secondly is the comfort. Because just like when we travel, we need to be safe, but we also want to enjoy ourselves and be comfortable. So in terms of the enjoyment and comfort, first of all is the vision correction. Because if we're traveling and seeing beautiful sights, we want to be able to see them clearly and in detail. And so patients that wear glasses, for example, you want to have an extra set of glasses. You want to always bring two sets of glasses, particularly if you have prescription glasses.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you wear contact lenses, bring plenty of extra contact lenses. Now, for contacts, disposable contacts are the best because they're cheap and you can bring lots of extra pairs. Now, in terms of wearing glasses, for example, some patients may be able to use the over-the-counter reading glasses.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you were to lose your reading glasses while traveling, you may be able to find an inexpensive pair at a local store. And in addition, there's patients that are farsighted who wear glasses for distance who may actually be able to use these over-the-counter reading glasses to drive with in
a
pinch.
Yeah, in
a
pinch. Oh, really?
In
I didn't know that.
So we're saying, in terms of, we're planning for problems because no one plans to lose their glasses, but sometimes it happens, especially if we're distracted during our travels. And in a pinch, for example, let's say you're with a travel group and you lost your glasses, you may be able to use someone else's glasses and get you through that day.
Oh.
It may not be perfect, but it may allow you to enjoy your travel for that day.
I had not even thought of that. So if everybody was packing a spare, they had a spare, you could park. That is a huge, that is a great tip. I would not have thought of that.
That's right. It's always good to have travel buddies.
Mm-hmm.
And so, sometimes it may be the difference between enjoying a nice show or missing out.
Okay, so we're in, we're in Europe or we're somewhere, Iceland, wherever. And I've heard of this before that people, their eyes, one, maybe not, or maybe both, I don't know, all of a sudden gets inflamed or irritated. You're not there, Dr. Lay. And they can't get a hold of you because this is happening during the day and it's night at nighttime here. And for some reason, they can't get a hold of you, but they're panicking because they don't know what's happened. Is it an infection? What is it? Are they better to find an eye doctor, go to a hospital? What would you recommend?
Well, that's why we come back to those two things. Is it a comfort issue or a safety issue? So, of course, the eye safety is very important. Let me give you an example in terms of urgency of seeing an eye doctor. If you lose vision, if you have sudden vision loss, mm-hmm. that's a safety issue. You know, if you go blind in one eye, please don't wait till your trip's over to be evaluated. You know, that needs to be seen ASAP. Let's say if you get a chemical in your eye, let's say you had eardrops that you put in your eyes mm-hmm. By accident and it burns. Well, first of all, you need to flush it with a lot of water and probably be seen if that doesn't take care of it. So if there's eye pain, if there's vision loss, mm-hmm. if there's something that could lead to a bad outcome, you want to be proactive and get it treated. Let me give you an example. Let's say you had a small eye infection, which could be treated with antibiotic eye drops. Now, if you don't get that treated, it may turn into something severe and lead to vision loss.
So where do I go, though? Do I go to a hospital? Do I try to find an ophthalmologist?
No, or? You generally want to see an eye doctor.
An eye doctor, okay.
Because if you go to a general doctor or emergency room, they may know the basics, but the eye doctor sees eye problems all day. Mm-hmm. So preferably, particularly if it's something serious, you want to see an ophthalmologist like myself, because then they can treat the whole range of problems.
Okay. All right. Do you ever have any of your clients, Dr. Lay, ask you before they go on a trip, hey, I'm going to Italy. I'm going to be spending a month in Rome. Should I have any problems? Do you recommend a doctor? I know it's really far-fetched, but people think of the strangest things. Have you been ever asked to do that?
Yes, we have. But really, let's say if you're in Italy, what if you're in Venice? Mm-hmm. You know, the best approach is to be open-minded, spontaneous, ask for referrals, hopefully through your tour company or your hotel. Because if really you have an acute eye problem, you want to be seen sooner than later. Mm-hmm. You know, if it's something that needs to be seen while you're in Italy, it's better to see someone soon rather than to wait a couple of days where the problem becomes bigger in nature.
So now this, people can feel, they throw this word out there, astigmatism. Astigmatism is not on your eye.
A stye is on your eyelid.
On eyelid.
Yes.
And a lot of people tend to get those when they are out traveling. I don't know whether it's a stress or debris in the air or whatever, how it happens. I don't even know what the heck it is. It's almost like a pimple of some sort.
That's right. It's a plugged oil gland.
Oh, okay. And it's very, very painful. Yes. Would you suggest they go again to an eye doctor or to a hospital for something like that?
A stye is usually something that's more of an inconvenience. Mm-hmm. That's not going to lead to vision loss. A stye is a plugged oil gland. There are oil glands in your eyelids. They secrete oils. Mm-hmm. These oils come out near where the eyelashes are. So the way you treat it is you want to hit it with hot compresses. Take a warm, wet washcloth, putting it over the eyes and helping that drain. And if it's getting worse or getting painful, then of course, see the eye doctor.
Very interesting. Now, you have kids. We were talking just a little bit in the break.
Yes, I have two kids.
And when you travel, kids, let's talk about kids for a second there. What do adults need to, I would think definitely another pair of eyeglasses for kids because they probably go through them.
Exactly.
Maybe two or three.
Yeah, kids tend to lose things, especially useful things that they may not want to wear.
Mm-hmm. And a question that you were talking also, if you get something in your eye, that's a question that people, just regular water. I heard it wasn't good to flush out your eye with regular water, but in a pinch, is that the way to go?
Yes. Yeah, because regular water is available. It's copious. So if you get something in your eyes in a pinch, yes, you should use regular water. Now, you were asking about kids. In terms of kids, I'm always worried about safety issues. Mm-hmm. For example, pencils or pens getting poked in the eyes. So safety glasses are the most important thing when it comes to kids. Mm. For example, let's say if someone was traveling they were playing racquetball or squash. Well, that's an eye injury risk. You want to make sure you wear these safety glasses because that could end your trip quickly if you had a bad eye injury.
That's true. I know we don't even think about that. We're kind of going to stumble through it. We don't want to leave. We made these plans for a year, and here we are traveling, and all of a sudden something happens with your eyes. That's a really good point, safety glasses. And they're not the kind that you pick up at the 99-cent store.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, you go to a doctor's office and order the correct things.
Absolutely.
All right, Dr. Lay, where can people find you?
My office is called Desert Eye and Laser. Mm-hmm. We're in Palm Desert. We're on the corner of Gerald Ford and Cook Street.
And you specialize in?
I specialize in ophthalmology and cataract surgery.
All right. You do a great job over there. Thank you so much for coming in. Really interesting. We had to think about this. There's more on this subject. Dr. Lay, again, really appreciate you coming in.
Thanks for having me today.
Okay, folks, and I will put his information on the website so you can check it out for yourself later on and go to your website, doctor, which is a great one, and get some help. We all need some help. Take care of those eyes. It's so important. Don't take them for granted. All right, on that note, we're going to step aside. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about some travel news and kind of wrap up the show. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. Well, I found that very fascinating. Again, it's just something we don't even think about. So we'll have Dr. Lay back on at a different time. And if you have some questions, you can certainly give his office a call and talk to him. So it's all these different eyes, ears, throat, just things that we take for granted. All right. Let's see. What do we have? Wildflowers, Borrego Springs. We talked about that. They have their hotline, though, if you want to find out what is going on there, at 760-767-4684 or visit Borrego Springs. Visit Borrego.com. Actually, I would go to that website. Here's something that's happening in RV parks. I haven't had a chance to talk about this in a while. We kind of just have been behind the eight ball with so many things going on, and now we are coming into our really heavy travel season for travelers. But this is about a couple of the RV parks that cater to snowbirds in Arizona. They're offering unique activities for women. Yes, the Rincon Country RV West Resort in Tucson now offers Ladies' Night in the Wood Shop. That's Wood Shop. I was going to say workshop, but it's wood shop. And while Black Rock Village RV Park features ladies' golf and other specialized classes for women, they also have high tea, all sorts of fun things. So, and I don't know if a lot of you realize that there are clubs now for women that they're RVers. They hop in their RVs. They have some of them have their little trailers or that they pull, and they are out on the road by themselves, solo, and they meet up at different campgrounds, different locations across the U.S. and travel abroad, not with their RVs, obviously, but there are a lot of groups out there for ladies that go and travel with, and now RV parks, hotels, they're all cruise ships, they're all saying, wait a minute, we have a market here that we need to pay a little bit more attention to. So ladies, they're on to you. So, and they're going to start catering to you. So just keep your eye out for it and ask around. Ask before you go. All right. Whale watching, Dana Wharf. Yes. Remember, whale watching is number 7 on the bucket list of things to do. So definitely want to go out to Dana Wharf, Dana Wharf Whale Watching. Go to their website, danawharf.com. I just posted on Traveling with Francoise a video of whales mating, and it's a beautiful video. So make sure you go to my Facebook page, Traveling with Francoise, and look at that video, because it really is a gorgeous, gorgeous video. ACT, well, we know about all the trips. They were on the show last week. I think we were talking about all the things going on there. But remember, we have that trip in May 10th through 13th, 4 days, 3 nights in Vegas. But not are we just spending it in Vegas. We're going to go to the Valley of Fire, the Mob Museum, the Springs Preserve, and more. We'll take a motor coach down there, luxury coach. It's $495 per person. Double occupancy and includes transportation, lodging, daily breakfast, attraction, admission, and more. The single supplement is $250. So definitely if you'd like to go, just call ACT, no money down. Just sign up and reserve your seat. Here's something that, let's see, I missed that. I'm going to toss that in my pile. What else do we have? I don't want to start a few things just because I want to keep those open for another date when we can really sit and talk about them. One of them is the bizarre request to travel agents. Like I say, I just don't want to share all that with you now, so I'm going to hold off on that. But here's something else I found interesting that everyone now is dealing, different areas that are tourist destinations are dealing with vacation rentals. Oh, that is such a big thorn in so many people's side. Cathedral City is following in the steps of Palm Springs, tightening its regulations on short-term vacation rentals and implementing new fees for those who violate the ordinance. The council voted 5-0 to adopt new measures. And many of the new measures, well, one of them is on short-term vacation rentals. It makes it illegal for vacation rental owners to remove fences between units to create a compound effect. You can't do that. So, Sean, take that fence down.
Yeah. I, you know what? I don't see a problem with the short-term rentals. I honestly don't. I know that people, like, because I live, the neighborhood that I live in and the little app that I have where they all go onto and complain about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I just don't see, I mean, I understand the complaints, but they seem self-related. You know, mm-hmm. I don't like these people next to me. Well, those people are going to be gone over the weekend. I got a bad neighbor that's there for good.
Yeah.
They're not going anywhere.
Yeah, that's true. And then they can't enforce anything for
right.
those folks.
Right. And I understand, you know, I understand people come in and yeah. maybe are disrespectful and are too loud. And I get all that. But I guess count your blessings that they're going to be gone in a week.
That's true. Well, and now, I don't know, it's changing. Vacation rental fees used to be a permit was only $60.
Right.
Now the permit in Cathedral City, and all of you, if you're even thinking about this, you really need to look into this. And if you're doing even where you trade homes and whatnot,
right.
there's a lot of things that you want to look into if you want to travel to Europe and have the people's homes that you go, they come here and stay in the desert for a couple weeks or so. You need to find out insurance, how to protect yourself.
Right.
It's not really that easy.
I think the insurance is good, but getting yeah. permits, I think, is just a money grab.
Well, it is a money grab in a lot of ways. However, if you are making money, I don't know, the small businessman, they have to pay city taxes. Why
right.
shouldn't you?
Right.
Why shouldn't right. you? So the fee for the vacation rental in Cathedral City went from $60 to $415.
See, but that's not just charging somebody taxes.
Yeah.
That's like, hey, this industry seems to be booming. Let's make some money off of this.
Right. I think it should have to do with how much you're renting
right.
your place for. But
yeah.
I don't know. It's such a tough, tough subject. Apartments will no longer be allowed to function as short-term vacation rentals.
That makes sense because,
yeah.
I mean, I've never signed an agreement that didn't say I couldn't sublease.
Yeah.
You know, they all say that.
Right.
So I don't know why anybody would think they could do that.
No, I think that's a good move, not letting apartments be able to be vacation rentals because, I mean, you're already in close proximity, and I don't think, yeah, I think that's a good idea. Operating a vacation rental without the proper documentation could result in a fine that could reach $5,000.
Wow.
So you need to check in all this stuff, whether you want to or not. Licenses could be suspended for repeated violations. So Cathedral City, again, is jumping on the bandwagon. Well, here's something. Daytime is considered from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m., with nighttime being the hours between 10 p.m. and 7 a.m. I think those are fair hours.
Those are.
Yeah,
those are normal.
Yeah,
those are normal
I
hours.
Do think those are fair hours. And they also have the decibels for music. How many people know what decibel they have?
That one, yeah. that's a technicality is all that is.
Yeah.
Because in reality,
how are you gonna know?
Yeah, you can't tell.
All right. Okay, well, I'm saving my agent's reveal bizarre request. I'm holding off on that so we can sit and really go over them. Remember, next week I will be at the Indian Wells Arts Festival at the Indian Wells Tennis Gardens. Come on over and join me. I'll be there for the entire 2 hours broadcasting live. Who knows who'll step up to the booth and join me. Besides that, the Blue Angels, the show airs, begins my exciting adventure on a Blue Angels jet. Begins this Thursday at noon on Fox 11 and Friday morning at 5:30 a.m. And I will be running this for about 3 weeks or so, and then we'll switch it up again. But watch it. You're going to see me in the jet. You're going to see me doing a few things, and you're going to see the entire process out there, the El Centro Naval Base and more. Really exciting. Loved every moment of it. Will I do it again? Yeah, I just want to cruise the country, though, in a jet. That's my way of traveling. Have a great one, everyone. Thanks so much to my guests today, and we'll see you next time. And as always, it's never too late to get a life.